You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in here to WGOD. We are tuning in to God's frequency today, and that's because we know where He broadcasts. He's broadcasting 24/7 through His Word. Let's tune in today to hear the message of the Holy Spirit to you today. Just wanted to pick up where we left off here in this study here today. We're in Revelation chapter 9. Prior to getting started, I want to invite everyone out to Island Community Church this weekend. If you're hearing this on the radio here in Brevard County, you're invited out to Island. Now, we are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday morning at 10:30, where this week my sermon will be in James chapter 1. We just started a new sermon series just this past Sunday, going through the book of James verse by verse. I'm excited teaching this. This is the first time I've ever taught this book verse by verse. And we got off to a big bang this last week looking at the phrase, the words, the promise, the imperative command to count it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. If you'd like to hear that, you can go to my Facebook page. It's uploaded on there. It's WGOD Radio. Online at WGODradio.com and click on the link that says prior broadcasts, and you'll find that program up there, Count It All Joy. Actually, the program is entitled Introduction to James. Also Wednesday, that's tomorrow night, Revelation chapter 13. You're invited. That is 6 o'clock tomorrow night, Wednesday, 6 to 7:15. This week we'll be looking at the famous Antichrist of Revelation 13, and the following week, I believe, we'll be looking at the false prophet. So those are some things that are going on here currently as you're tuning in to WGOD Radio. Now, keep in mind, this program was recorded about a year ago, and I'm interjecting with some new announcements here just to let everyone know things that are going on in the church. So let's get back to this broadcast here. And let's see where we are. We're in Revelation chapter 9. Let's recap a little bit Revelation chapter 9. But now in the meantime, Revelation chapter 9 here, we've been going through these trumpet judgments. And as we get to Revelation chapter 9, starting in verse 20, it says, "The rest of men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts." Now, interestingly, the Greek word here has translated sorceries in the King James Version, which I just read to you. It's the Greek word pharmakia, where naturally, what goes into your mind when I say that? Pharmakia, probably pharmacy, maybe the word drugs. Now, in my humble opinion, I don't think he's talking about sorceries. I don't think this is talking about, you know, witches, standing around a cauldron, throwing in, you know, eyes of newt and one-legged frogs and a pointed nose riding on a broomstick with a pointed little hat and calling out potions out of a bubbling cauldron. I'm being as facetious as possible to make a point. I think this is a prophetic look at the picture of the world at the time of this judgment and at the time when the Lord Jesus Christ is standing at the door and near to return. People won't repent anymore. This is what we're looking at. All the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues. Now, we just looked at here in chapter 9, we've looked at this angel coming down and he opened up the shaft of the pit, of the shaft of the bottomless pit, and all of these locust-like demons were released. They were tormenting people, tormenting those that don't have the seal of God on their foreheads. See, in other words, next to you, friend, everyone out there who has received Jesus Christ, all of you true Christ followers out there, there's a big N-A written next to you, not applicable. This is not talking to you because God does not treat the righteous with the wicked. God is not, you are not going to receive the same curses and things that are falling on mankind. You will not be treated the same way as all those who have rejected Jesus Christ. You see, God makes a distinction between you and them. He even says so in his word. And he said so back in the Old Testament, as he said in Exodus. He said, I will make a distinction between my people and Pharaoh's people. Even Abraham said to God, far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the Lord of all the earth do right? Well, guess what? The Lord of all the earth does do right. And he won't treat you, all of you Christians out there, true Christians, he won't treat you the same way as all of these other people who have rejected Jesus Christ. So these things aren't going to affect you. It even says as much here in the Word. As it says in Revelation chapter 9, verse 4, it says, and it was commanded to them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, but only those men that have not the seal of God in their foreheads. You see, you already are sealed. You might not have it on your forehead. Maybe you are in your forehead. I don't know. I can't see it. This I know, and that is all of you people who have received Jesus Christ have been sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. You have been sealed as an Arabon engagement ring. So this does not apply to you here. Now, again, the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues, that is, these things I just mentioned to you, they did not repent from the works of their hands so that they should not worship devils or demons and idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and of wood, which neither are able to see nor to hear nor to walk, and they did not repent of their murders, nor of their drugs, nor of their sexual immorality, nor of their thefts. Now, I made the comment in a last program, a great revelation the Lord gave me years ago on this text, and that is, the people don't repent because they can't. The people don't repent from these things because they can't repent. It's too late. It's too late at this stage of the game. It's not a game either. This is the utmost serious thing. It's too late to repent. Friend, if you can't repent because God has flicked the switch in you, I call that too late. Now, you say to me, where is that in the Bible, Esposito? Where does it say that God's going to do something to me and I won't be able to repent when I see all this stuff? Okay, a couple places you can read that in. It says it in Romans chapter 1, verse 24, it says, therefore, God gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their heart to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator who was blessed forever. Amen. Romans 1, 24 and 1, 25, that's talking about two groups of people here. That's talking about the environmentalist out here in the world today that worships the creation instead of the creator. And it's talking about lesbians, and homosexuals. As it says in Romans chapter 1, verse 26, it says, "For even the women did change the natural use into that which was against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working what is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat." You see, the time is coming where God is going to give up people living this kind of lifestyle, people who refuse to give up their sin, people who keep refusing when the Lord convicts you of sin. You see, your conscience is a gift from God. It's the Lord. The Lord uses your conscience to convict you and turn from your sin and turn to Him. But the time is coming very soon, as we just read here in Revelation, that the people refuse to repent. And I'm here to tell you today, they refuse to repent because they can't repent. Here's one more scripture verse as well, and that is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. In verse 9, it says, "The coming of the lawless one," this is Antichrist, "the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved." And for this reason, what reason? Refusing love. For this reason, it says, God will send them a strong delusion so that they should believe the lie, so that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but took pleasure in unrighteousness. The Bible says the time is coming where God is going to send you a strong delusion in order for you to believe the lie. And what's the lie? I'll give it to you in three words. Antichrist is God. That is the lie. Antichrist is God. And this is what happens here at the end of the age. People who refuse to give up these things that they worship, they refuse to give up their sexual immorality, no matter what that might be. They refuse to give up their drugs, and they do not repent. And I'm here to tell you today that at this stage in this serious thing here, I won't call it the stage of the game, people do not repent because they can't, because it's too late, because God has already flicked the switch. We're at a time, that's a scary thought, isn't it? That's a place you don't want to be today, friend. That's a place you don't want to be tomorrow either. Let me tell you today to turn. And if that's describing you, and if the Holy Spirit's convicting you, then you need to turn and repent of that today. If the Holy Spirit's not convicting you, we'll be back again soon with a new program here on WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
To tell of your mercy, who could imagine the harmony sweet enough to tell of your